You know, when we took out all exemptions and stuff.
$31,500.
What the BOE is trying to figure out is what it would be if the exemption had been cut off or whatever it was that caused this to go above 17%.
But it still should have been increased in 18. She just got a break.
But we still have to add her index in, is what we're saying. And everybody's calculating it by hand here. But I just wondered if there's a way to do it to make it correct.
So she got the benefit for 3 years, basically.
We're not trying to change the system.
On the land, which is 2,100.
The structure.
But I think we're going to have a hard time trying to do math every one of these.
Structure.
Come on, there's only 1,000.
This is my house.
So are you able to figure that? Well, the index only applies to structures, right? For residential, it's the land and everything.
This number also gets multiplied by the components.
I missed that. You said yes, it is the land.
Like your bathrooms, heating and air, and all that kind of stuff. That's what the
every time you talk, you go underwater for a second. Do you turn your head from the phone? Because
which is and an index is just basically the cost of bill.
Exactly.
Okay.
So okay. You take the 2.25 multiplied by 14.6%, add that to 2.25. The index itself went up 14.6%.
All right. Thanks.
But with all the components, getting your adjusted rate. That's
Andy says it went up 8,000, but I'm looking at the.
Right.
Kyle says that your land went up. It went from 3,000 to 5.
The exact same stuff. This adjusted rate will not be the same.
Okay.
Because my house
went up 3,150 to 5.
Square feet smaller than yours. That number could be
a lot.
Okay.
If that figure comes out under 15%, then there's no physical inspection. You guys are just doing that basically under square footage that you have from whatever you've got. But if you get a figure that's 15%, then you're supposed to go. You're supposed to go.
He says he thinks he might have taken it out of ag and put it on residential.
Okay.
This would have been Chuck thinking it was 19.
Got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, just so you know, Kyle says, because he's Ulrich is looking in here, he said that we had gone in and changed her classification on her land to make it residential instead of agriculture. Why, I don't know. That was 2019 for Chuck.
I think it just explained that somebody had gone out there in 2019 but didn't hit the update button. So she's gotten a break for 2 years, assuming you agree that it's now residential, right? Is there a house?
It's residential.
Yeah. So you've had a break for 2 years because somebody didn't hit an update button, apparently, on the land.
Right.
So I think that's what happened. Do we have anything else as far as the...
He said... Just like what Kenny's saying, it's the structure that went up, and she got hit with that and the land reevaluation. So,
okay, I'm contemplating if everything's going 2 to 14%, if we just do 7, that cuts off 10% off the whole thing, and that's an average of what things are going up, and if she gets that benefit for 2 years. Since there's only two of us,
I think we ought to look at doing that on whatever exhibit we get, whatever residentials we get.
And we may do that. Yeah. Okay. Do you want to wait for that whole thing?
I think we can rule on hers, and then we can make.
But your average is going up 2 to 14%, right? So if on these ones with 50%, if we split the baby and go to 7%. On these, go down to 7% on these ones that have been rated over 50%. You can still reassess in a couple of years.
I'll redo all of these in 2023. It will all be my job.
Okay.
As opposed to half me and half another assessor.
Mona, do you understand what we're talking about doing? We have several of these properties that have gone up over the 50%, and that, frankly, even if you wanted to, I'm doubting you could have gotten out and done 1,500 properties on a physical inspection through your office. Or could you if, I don't know. Maybe you could. But in the future, that's what we're going to have to do. I think what we're talking about doing, I'm going to make a motion that on those properties that we that have gone up over 50%, residential where there was no physical inspection. If there was a physical inspection, it's a different story. If there was a physical inspection. But
and if they have additions, because sometimes you add a deck or
correct. We're talking about property, residential property that has not changed.
But they would have had to have had an inspection, period. If it goes over 15%, correct. It doesn't matter whether it had a deck or whatever, there had to have been a physical inspection on it.
Correct. In other words, if there was new construction, you'd have to go out anyway. But,
no, I agree with you. I mean, the assessor was supposed to hit all of that.
So I just want to try to make sure to qualify for my motion. And any residential property that has increased more than 15% in assessed value, that we're going to change those assessed values down to a 7% increase where there was no physical inspection of the property.
On residential.
On residential.
I will second that motion.
And that may solve some of our other ones, but I think that if, and again, I'm accepting those that where there was a physical inspection and it does not apply to commercial property. And
we just have to make sure that that's possible.
Or vacant land. It doesn't apply to vacant land.
We have a motion. We have a second. Did you get it, Wesley?
We'll go back to the recording.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion stands.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mona.
Thanks. Did we get it on that other property that you talked about for Branson Hills 219? Have we looked at that one?
Yeah. His last year was $1 million, and we had agreed.
So there had been an agreement on that one?
Yeah. A couple of years ago, he did an appraisal. And that's where we were. So we need to ask him, though. I didn't ask him right now. So we do need to call him, but let me get the next page properties lined up for you.
You're talking about 220 through
223.
220.
Same here. Can I come up there a second?
Sure.
Okay. This is what we've done.
I think it's 228.
No, it's this one. 220 through here. And it'll start with Branson Hills Hall.
No, yours is different printout.
Yeah, yours is our 220 starts on a different page, but that's okay. We're good.
Well, we've got
I got a question. How are we going to know which properties?
We need an Exhibit A.
We are getting an Exhibit A. We can revisit it.
That's all with all the values. Can we refer
Ulrich
to
Ulrich is running a report. We will have that report.
Okay.
And we can.
Okay, on that report, how is it going to show that it was physically inspected?
We're going to have to. I don't know. We're going to. That's something that.
Therefore, that motion that you just made is not going to be able to be executed because we have no idea which properties were physically.
But I am assuming that the assessor
would have to say, yes, we physically accepted them all, so therefore no one can.
That you're not
saying. Goes down.
You didn't expect all these.
Well,
you're going to have to go through it, aren't you?
I'm speaking for me and for Chuck. We'd have to go through every one, and he is correct. There is no way because.
We're
nobody.
Talking about this year, though, the increase.
Yeah,
there's no. People didn't initial the appraiser section. That what they do is they do an update. So even if we just went in and took a look at those and just changed the the sales price for it, because we found it in sales letters or whatever, it says we've been there. Because it's, that's the way the system is working right now. That's why we're doing the new layer with the new system, where they have to put their initials in when they're physically at the house.
Okay, is there, but we're talking about the increases for this year.
Yeah, yeah.
But they started, so, they started their inspections in 2020. Okay. For the 2021 year.
Fair enough.
Okay. And that started July 1, 2020. Same day that we start DOE.
Right.
They start on the next assessment cycle.
But I'm assuming each property is going to say.
So they started the 2021 assessment cycle prior to Susan taking office.
Okay.
Back at the end of 29.
These guys sitting right over here to our left would have been the ones to go out there, right?
No.
No?
Only county. Appreciate you
so much for the place.
Okay, so there was somebody else doing the if they were doing physical inspections?
Like, Mrs. Neely's husband retired before I got here. And a set of people.
They did physical inspections.
Yeah. And
they were assigned groups. Each person or group were assigned an area to go out that had to mark each area.
Well, if they did a physical inspection, it's not going to apply. I mean, I guess.
I'm just telling you.
Unless they dispute.
No way of knowing
but by this time, just take it, the whole thing, and just make it, keep it the same way, unless there's some in there that they actually.
You don't have a map where you still mark off the areas that have been
inspected.
They'd stop that for a while, so that's what I'm saying. Why do you have to go through the layers? I've got to know what's going on, where people have been.
Here's what I would say, Susan. If you find among these properties one that was physically inspected, and if you believe that it should have gone up, then that's, I mean, if it was physically inspected, but you're saying we have to know from the assessor's office whether to apply, right?
And you don't know how many we're talking about, so I mean, it's
around 1,500, right? But
well,
we don't know.
Could be 40,000 properties.
Hmm?
How many parcels do we have?
48,190.
But this is the report says it's around the 1,500 mark.
So yeah. Then it should be where people actually come to BOE and request to find out, and then we look physically at the system.
Not necessarily.
Well, I don't know how else you're going to do it, because you're going to take, like you said, the baby with the bathwater and throw it out, because we actually have things where we've been there, even like Mr. Roche, where he said we had not. We'd been there twice, and even before the BOE cards went out.
Okay, in other words, I think my motion covers this. If you did a physical inspection, then my motion does not apply. It still can increase that amount, but the problem is you can't tell which ones.
Which ones were physically? You know, we have to go off of what the assessor says, and the assessor says yes, I physically did all of those.
And as far as I know, we physically have, because again, Chuck was starting this before I ever came in. And those people were on the road all the time.
They were.
So
in 2020, let me ask you this, 2020, I mean, we had COVID year. Were people going out doing inspections?
The assessor's office did not close.
I can
tell you for a fact, they would knock on the door, they would step back, inform the person that they were with the assessor's office, because they're required to then inform them.
Sure.
And then they did their work outside. If the person was not there, they hung a tag on the door informing them that they had been there and that they had measured their property. So they got notice, whether it was by knocking on the door or hanging a tag.
Measuring property, for the most part, though, I think what they picked up for the last year, at least since I've been on board, most of them have been, I bet 90% have been new construction that we picked up and added. I would say the number of reassessments is pretty minimal compared to the new property we picked up. Now, these guys could tell you more than I could, but since I've been here, we've just been struggling trying to add new property just to keep up with the building and everything.
I understand that's a staffing issue.
let's wait for the report to come in, and then we'll revisit it.
I just sent my email.
That's fine. And we have.